Thanks for listening to Vermont Edition. I'm Andrea Lorien, one of the producers on the show, and what you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity.
Local film buffs, the next week and a half is going to be very busy for you. The Vermont International Film Festival, VTIFF, kicks off tomorrow. 44 feature films and a number of shorts will screen in our area over the next 10 days. I'm joined now by Steve McQueen, the festival's executive director. He's here to share a preview of the festival this year. Steve, welcome.
Oh, delighted to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about the history of the festival for folks who aren't familiar. How long has it been around?
Sure, it's been around a while. This is the 39th year. It started as a peace film festival, kind of morphed into an anti-nuclear film festival. And for at least the last 12 years since I've been here, it's been sort of in the shape that we know. And Orly Adin, the magnificent previous director, built this really magnificent thing that I've been lucky enough to get the keys to for this year.
When you are thinking about how to curate films for this festival, how in the world do you go about doing that? What are your parameters? What do you look for? How does that work?
Well, we have a committee. I don't sit there and watch every movie myself. Sure. We've got a sizable committee, about 10 people. What we're looking for, really, it's pretty basic. It's good films. We're looking for good films from around the world, and you find them anywhere you can. Anything you hear about, distributors send you the films they like, of course. If you know filmmakers, other people talk, you do a lot of reading, you see what other festivals are doing. We're kind of lucky to be later in the year, so we can capitalize on what Cannes was doing, or Berlin, or Venice, and sort of also see what's happening there, and eventually just pile up movies, everybody watches them, writes down what they think, and you pick out your top 45.
A lot of the films that came out of, or that were part of last year's festival, mm-hmm. went on to garner some pretty significant nominations.
Yeah, last year was
and,
a pretty good
and
year.
Awards. Well, if you could talk to us a bit about that, and whether you think any of the films from this year strike you in the same way.
Sure, yeah. Last year was really fortunate, kind of a lightning striking, getting films like Perfect Days and Anatomy of a Fall. And this year, I think All We Imagine Is Light, our opening night film, has a really good chance of getting a bunch of awards. It's beautifully scripted, beautifully photographed.
What's it about?
It's about two nurses in Mumbai and their lives, basically. And it's really also about the city of Mumbai, which I've never been to. And it's just so beautiful in this film. It's just such a presence and such lit so beautifully. It's really, that's a lovely one that I think will get some notice. Bird, Andrea Arnold, great British director, Andrea Arnold's new film is going to make some waves for sure. Very intense coming-of-age drama about a young woman in uncertain circumstances. That's a great one. I think the Eno documentary and soundtrack to A Coup d'Etat will definitely get best Oscar documentary consideration for sure. Soundtrack to A Coup d'Etat is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my life, so I would be stunned if it didn't get some recognition.
Okay, yeah, you brought up the Brian Eno documentary, mm-hmm. and we have a clip from that that I'd like to play.
Cool.
But first, can you set us up for it? What
sure.
exactly is this?
It's Brian Eno, the great producer, thinker, musician.
Very common name in crossword puzzles.
That's right. You know, comes up a lot. That's right. One of those ones that just fits. This movie was put together with a generative AI program, so every single version you see is different. The same kind of source material, hundreds of hours of film, but this AI program picks out a different structure and narrative, so every film you see is different, and it's a biopic about this incredibly brilliant producer, musician, thinker.
Well, we have a clip of Brian Eno's music that is part of the film's soundtrack, so let's take a listen. Getting everybody in the zone, ready
That's
for
great.
That one.
I mean, the thing about Eno that I love is like there's a million different things you could listen to.
Yeah.
He certainly is as a pioneer of that sound. And I mean, the word ambient music comes from his records. He coined the term ambient. But he also produced the best music by Talking Heads, David Bowie, Coldplay, U2. So he's got a commercial kind of streak too, but always by his own terms. It's going to be a fascinating movie.
There's a new documentary film from Errol Morris, the mm-hmm. legendary filmmaker,
yes.
perhaps best known for documentaries like The Thin Blue Line and The Fog of War, which won an Oscar. And his latest film is called Separated. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. It's based on a book by Jacob Soboroff, also called Separated, about the Trump-era policy of separating families at the southern border. And it's a like Errol Morris often does, it has vignettes that he filmed interspersed with deep investigative reporting and confrontational kind of reporting, direct talking to people and talking truth to power. It's a powerful film. Errol Morris is, I think, is one of the great filmmakers, living filmmakers in America for sure. And Mr. Soboroff is actually going to be here, the writer of the book and producer of the film, will actually be here to talk about it after it's over.
Mm. And we have a clip from that, and you'll hear Jacob Soboroff's voice in it.
The government thought that showing the world separations through the eyes of people like me, they would scare the out of people that were attempting to come from coming.
Is that the right strategy?
So if you're part of a family and you break the law, you will be incarcerated.
I've honestly never seen anything like that. There are about 1,500 kids in there.
You're a parent. Don't you have any empathy for what they go through?
And again, that screening of Separated, new film from Errol Morris, will be on Sunday.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about where these screenings occur, how people can access the festival.
Sure. Well, this year, they're all going to be at Main Street Landing. We have a new venue called the Screening Room down on the first floor, and then the two venues on the third floor. We just decided that's where our new office is since for just this year. So we decided to centrally locate and just do them all out of Main Street Landing. And so they'll be from the 18th through the 27th. The best way to access what we have going on is our website, vtiff.org, vtiff.org. And that's got all the films and everything you need to know. And our program guide is floating around all over town right now, too. So there's all kinds of ways to find out about it.
Mm. Well, we have one more clip to play. It's from a documentary in the festival called Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat. And this examines how the jazz world intersected with global politics in the 1960s. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Well, yeah, it's about a million things.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's one of my favorite. It's one of my very favorite films of the year, for sure. It's about that moment when a lot of jazz musicians from the United States went over on a State Department-sponsored tour of Africa as a goodwill tour. But it was also sort of a cover for lots of CIA machinations, including up to and including the deposing and eventual execution of the elected president of the Congo, Patrice Lumumba. It has so many ideas and so much music, and it's just so powerful and incredible. It flies by. Great film.
Well, let's take a listen.
We were to go to Elizabethtown to attend a concert given by Louis Armstrong.
How much money do the Central Intelligence Agency has poured into the Congo?
I don't know. Are you prepared to say?
I certainly, of course, don't know. I wonder if it's quite honest to represent our policy as completely angelic. When?
And seated out on the terrace was a man I recognized. He said, well, you have to assassinate Lumumba.
He used those words?
Yes.
But who ordered him?
He said, President Eisenhower.
Hmm. The contrast of that message with the music of Louis Armstrong.
That's one thing. The other part of it is that all these amazing African-American musicians going to Africa to sort of exemplify how great American life is when segregation is still all over. There's so many layers, and it's quite an onion of a movie. And yet, with the heavy message, it's thrilling. It's a thrilling movie to watch. I learned a ton, and I just enjoyed sitting there and watching it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these films come from other countries.
Correct.
Many have subtitles. And I want to talk to you about that for a minute, because there used to be this perception, or maybe market-based reality, that American audiences were pretty hesitant about going to films with subtitles. But there has seemed to be a bit of a cultural shift in that in the last couple of years, and a number of very successful movies that do have subtitles that American audiences have grabbed onto. I'm curious about what your thoughts are on that, and if you've noticed a difference in Vermont audiences.
Well, I think
approach.
It comes and goes, for sure. But
yeah.
I also think that American filmmakers, like the American movie industry, gave up on the mid-level expensive-wise drama a long time ago. And so if you want to see films like that aren't mega, you know, basically superhero affairs or giant budget things, then the rest of the world's making those. They don't have the money to make the giant superhero films, but they're making really amazing films everywhere around the world. And I think we're hearing all kinds of new voices. And I think that's another thing people are open to. Half the movies at the festival are made by women, as it should have always been, but as it is now, which is great to just hear voices that have been blocked from having that method of expression and hearing those stories. I think audiences respond to good stories. I don't think they care if they have to read the words. Mm. I don't think they need to have some American actors say them in English. You know, I think that the people are willing to engage a good story where it is. I have found Vermont audiences. I'm from Florida, which is different, and I found Vermont audiences to be incredibly receptive to really all kinds of cultural things. And so, if someone doesn't want to see a movie because of subtitles, well, then they can go do something else. I really do. I mean, I don't have anything else to offer them.
Yeah.
Really. So we have English movies, but I think subtitles are not a hill to climb for most of the people that come to see the films at VTIFF.
Yeah. And Steve, you have deep roots in the cultural world of Vermont, but as you said earlier, relatively new to this position mm-hmm. of executive director of the Vermont International Film Festival. I'm curious if you've always been a movie buff, or has there been a bit of a learning curve in this new position?
Movies, performing arts was a learning curve for me.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the first time I had to go to a dance performance and talk about it, that was a learning curve. Movies, I grew up on Air Force bases. My dad was an Air Force guy. Hmm. And so all they have is movie theaters. And movie theaters have been my place. I've lived in the palace for me since I was 4 years old. And I am I'm an insane receptacle of film trivia, and movies have always been my thing. And everything to me relates to a scene I saw in a movie. Anybody that's ever worked with me will tell you that. Everything relates to a scene I saw in a movie, a line I have from a movie. So there was not a curve for me. It was more like coming home.
Mm. Well, we are planning on Vermont Edition, a show all about horror movies around Halloween, so we might just have to have you.
Well, we're showing Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the super underrated 70s horror movie Ganja and Hess, sort of an African-American take on the vampire movie. Those are both during the festival, so those we're paying homage as well.
They're very cool. I'm not a horror movie girl, but we'll work on it.
Then Texas Chainsaw is probably not for you.
No, I don't think so. More of like an Inside Out 2 kind of girl right now.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Steve McQueen is the executive director of the Vermont International Film Festival, which runs October 18th to the 27th. Steve, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.